When Does Old Age Begin? By Dr. Eric Plasker. Society as a whole has begun to ask the question, when does old age begin? In a world that has long been obsessed with youth and vitality, now that the population is graying, aging has taken on new meaning and is actually being defined differently. Clearly, the definition of old age is not one size fits all, as the Rolling Stones are still touring and playing to packed houses of all ages, despite all the band members being in their 80s. So, what is the magic number when one crosses over from not old to old? The question of when old age begins is more than just a matter of curiosity, it's a reflection of societal attitudes and personal perspectives. While your chronological age might be a convenient marker, it doesn't take into account your capabilities, energy, health, or the myriad of other factors that contribute to life at any stage or age. With this in mind, a study on postponing old age suggests that 75 is the new 65. The American Psychological Association study gathered data from 1196 to 2021 and involved over 14,000 participants. Among the key findings were that participants born in 1911 believed old age began at 71, while those born in 1956 viewed 74 as the start of old age. Additionally, at age 64, the average survey respondent believed old age began at 74.7. When asked again at age 74, they had adjusted their perception to 76.8 years. These findings point towards shifting perceptions when it comes to aging and old age. By society making a shift in thinking that old age starts later in life, it could impact everything from employment, retirement, corporate marketing strategies, legislation, healthcare, and more. In fact, we're already beginning to see and feel these types of changes happening as society realizes that longer life expectancies are a reality. In addition to societal perception, there are clearly biological and psychological factors that contribute to both aging and our perception of aging. Improved health and better lifestyle choices have positively impacted life expectancy and the aging process. Additionally, many are embracing aging as a time of wisdom, growth, and self-discovery. Without a doubt, our physical, mental, and emotional well-being play a crucial role in how we experience and navigate the aging process and how others perceive us in that process. At the 100-year lifestyle, we have long said that health is your birthright, from your very first breath of life to your last, possibly at 100 years or beyond. We have written about numerous nonagenarians and centenarians who are showing us what's possible by continuing to work, develop their athletic skills, be of service to their communities, and break records in the process every day. They are mentally sharp and learning new things, regardless of their chronological age. Those of us alive today are lucky. Unlike our predecessors who were blindsided by their longevity, we are being given advance notice that with proper lifestyle choices we can all have a health span of 100 years or more. In order to ensure that your health span matches your lifespan, find a 100-year lifestyle provider near you today. Making the commitment to living your ideal 100-year lifestyle is the best way to ensure that you will enjoy all stages of your life, regardless of your age. So, we ask again, when does old age begin? The answer is not as straightforward as a number on a calendar. It is reflected in our changing perceptions over time. Old age is something we each must define for ourselves, and in doing so will create a new definition for society.